there.
There's a pitch too high, and it's even at a ball and a strike.
People dressed up as animals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For real. Yeah, they're wearing actual costumes, have their faces painted, and kind of a weird look, but I guess that's their thing. One ball and one strike.
What do these people call themselves?
Furriers, I believe.
The Furriers?
Furriers, yeah, they're having a fur ball tonight. And from PNC Park, they're way fur away. Council waits. Here it is, and it's outside. Two balls and a strike. You saw them this morning.
I did.
In the hotel, didn't you?
I didn't know what I was looking at, and I got out of there real quick, like.
And they're checking in there. I think they're here for the next 4 days, I believe it is. Here's the pitch. Council sends a drive to left. Get down, baby. Base hit. And the Brewers have two on with nobody out for Ryan Braun. Council with his second hit in the series. Yeah, the Pennsylvania Animal Society down there to make sure none of the members of that convention are infected with anything. Licenses being issued this morning.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, you don't get down. You were a little late getting to the ballpark today, weren't you? I mean, you didn't come over on the bus.
No.
Not that you were late. I'm just saying you leave at a different time. And, yeah, they were all checking in just before the team bus left. Matter of fact, two of them are still on the front of the bus. They didn't get out of the driveway in time, and boom, boom.
Roadkill.
Yeah. Furriers. Braun hitting 343, 3 for 10 in the series.
I think I may pass on the hotel restaurant tonight.
Here's the pitch outside of ball. Yeah, they have their dinner dance tonight.
I'm sure people think we're making this
we're
up.
We're not making it up. No. I had never seen them before, but that's what it said on the hotel agenda for happenings today. One ball and no strikes. Braun waiting. Here comes Ian Snell, and that's a swing and a miss, and it's even. So, we'll have more to report tomorrow, I guess. We'll find out tonight
sure.
When we get back. The
Kent's Corner is going to come alive today.
I think we may have some real big-time photos. Bigfoot. There really is a Bigfoot. I saw one this morning.
Really?
Guy had about a 24 on. Woo. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. Braun, a swing and a foul, popping away from Ronnie Paulino. One and two on the Brewers' third baseman.
So these people, they dress as animals, and they come together once a year for a convention.
This year it happens to be in Pittsburgh.
And what is it that they do? I mean, conventions usually have meetings and talk about things and figure out where you're going,
yeah,
what you're doing.
They do a little of that. They kind of gather in like a huge fur ball. You can't really see the leader. He's in the middle. You can hear him mumbling and talking, trying to talk. They're just kind of like a swinging a foul by Braun. Kind of like a mom with a cubby, trying to keep them warm. And
okay.
Yeah. There were a couple of suffocations, I guess, last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Revived, I might add, by personnel at the hotel. They told us that this morning. Well, it's going to be quite a thing tonight. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what's going to happen there. One ball, two strikes. Swung on, line to right, foul. Last year they had the... what did they have last year, Kent? What was that? The alternative prom was being held at the Westin Hotel last year. That's the Brewers' headquarters here in Pittsburgh.
And this year, the fur ball.
The fur ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Furrier Society, I believe it is, and then they have this dinner dance catered by, I believe it's, I better not say this, it might be wrong. I don't want to give somebody credit if they're not. Here's the pitch. Braun sends a drive in the deep center. Way back. Get up. Get out of here. Gone for Ryan Braun. A booming three-run home run in the opening inning, and the Brewers have the lead at 3-0. What a shot by Braun again. Wow. He hit a 1-2 pitch from Ian Snell, who has really been tough in this ballpark. Not so far today. Braun with his 8th home run of the year. He now has 29 runs batted in. It's 3-0. Here's Prince Fielder. Outside and high, ball one. I believe the dinner is going to be catered by Purina. That's
okay.
Again, I'm not sure. One ball and no strikes. Here it is, and Prince sends one to left. Down the line, slicing foul, and out of play. Now, they have their own convention. This is really a happening here. And I think they had it here last year, according to the manager of the hotel, swinging a bouncing ball, hit towards right, and off the glove of Freddy Sanchez. It's catching. It's catching. The Brewers committed 4 yesterday, and the Pirates have 1 here in the first inning today. Here's Johnny Estrada, the catcher. Yeah, the manager of the hotel told us that they were there last year. I think it was after our last trip here. So it ought to be a lot of fun tonight.
Are you thinking about going to the dance, maybe? Is it a dance?
It is if you want to. Sometimes you just stand in place and move. Depending on what kind of animal you are. Ken Sommerfeld has looked it up. I think maybe some of our folks might think this is a joke, but it's not. What is their logo, Kent? What is their...
The animals have a website?
I think they do. Swinging a fly ball off the bat of Estrada in the left and caught by Xavier Nady. First out, here's Jenkins. No, I want you to tell me what it is. That's no big deal. I mean, that's what they feel. They wear animal costumes because they feel a little animalish. There's a strike, and I've felt that way myself a couple times. I haven't dressed up for it. I've worn a fig leaf or two, but...
Not quite the same.
No, it's... Here's the pitch. Jenkins is swinging a miss on a changeup, and it's 0-2. But they do travel the country and have their meetings in different cities, and they're lucky enough to be here today.
Do they have a web address? What is it?
We're checking with Kent Sommerfeld. Here's the pitch. Jenkins took it high. Ball one and strike two. I have it here on my pocket Doppler.
I bet they don't let those into the dance. The pocket
Dopplers? No. You have to be in costume. Here's the pitch. Jenkins struck out swinging. And there are two men out now for Gabe Gross, who's in center field today.
Now, there's nothing profane on their site or anything,
no.
Is there?
No.
Okay. So it's alt.lifestyle.furry, F-U-R-R-Y.
Well, Kent says fury, but it's furry.
If you've had a couple of those animals mad at you, you'd be thinking about fury also.
Mm-hmm. swinging a bouncer up the middle and played by Wilson. The toss to second is not in time. And the ball was dropped by Sanchez. That's going to be a base hit. Jack Wilson made a heck of a play on that ball. And then with a backhanded flip, Sanchez was there, but so was Prince Fielder. Hit for Gabe Gross, and here's Ricky Weeks. Two on, two outs, three are in. All right, we gave them guys enough.
I don't know about that.
Well, we'll see tonight. I'm going to the... I may talk for a couple of minutes just to pay for our food and beverages.
You're the keynote speaker?
No, I'm not the keynote speaker. I'm going to be sort of a master of ceremonies.
Sort of.
One ball and no strikes on Ricky Weeks.
And you know, for many, many years, Bob, I've been waiting to ask you this question on behalf of Kent Sommerfeld, but if you were an animal, what animal would you be?
I think I would go along with, I think Kent wanted to be a, here's a strike on the inside corner, it's one and one. Did he want to be a panther? I think some years ago we had this question brought up, and... I don't know, Ken was doing a Marquette game and just screamed out he wanted to be an animal. One ball and one strike. Here it is. Ricky took it high, and it's 2-1.
I really don't believe in coincidences, and I note that this particular convention is here at the same time Kent is, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
I think we'll know tomorrow a little bit more about tonight. I'll have an update. Go to my website.
And what's that address?
There is none. And you'll be looking for a long time. Swinging a bouncer up along third, but foul.
You dodged my question. Or Kent's question.
You can go on MySpace and...
It's in your MySpace page? Which kind of animal you want to be?
The whole story. Everything.
All of it.
Everything. What animal I was before I became humanized? Two balls, two strikes, two outs. I knew this was going to be a bad day. Here it is, swinging a roller, foul again up along third. As soon as I saw that fur ball walking in the lobby, I knew I was going to have a bad day today.
Well, think of all the people back home that are having their third hot dog right now and on about their fourth iced milk.
Yeah.
And they're thinking, my
Ooh,
goodness,
good.
I can't, I've consumed too much.
This doesn't look good. Unless it's Usinger's.
Then you're okay.
Everything's okay. Two balls, two strikes.
Nice plug.
Here's the pitch. Ricky is swinging a foul again at the big hot dog eating contest today in New York. I think that's over now. We may have the winner before we get through this first inning. Chestnut versus Kobayashi. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. How do you eat 60 hot dogs in 12 minutes?
Whew. Got to be some kind of animal.
Oh, I'm telling you. That's what we have here today. I'll bet that's what they're doing over there. Ricky is swinging a miss, and the inning is finally over. Couple of strikeouts for Snell. Brewers get three, and at the end of one half inning of play, back to baseball. Brewers 3, Pirates coming up.